It's time to wake up with a coffee brew. How do we want it? Creamy or dark? Don't we all have our morning ritual? Coffee and chocolate. And hot chocolate. One hot mocha coming up. How hot do we like it? Shaken, not stirred. Right on. Oh, burning your tongue. I'll ice it right up. Let's relieve some of that pressure and tension, shall we? Oh, there is such a satisfying sound of a hot coffee pot as it brews, continuing cycling the nearly boiling coffee through the grounds of gravity until its limit is reached. I love the slow drip of a coffee percolator. I love the sound and the smell of it in the morning. The etymology of the percolation actually comes from the Latin word cola or colum, which means to sieve through or to strain through. Actually, the official connotations of the word have been changed since. There are many other etymologies for it. To percolate is to dance through a permeable substance, to extract solutes, to take the liquid component. So with coffee, we're percolating through, we are tasting its character development. It is more than just a liquid with that much deep flavor. That water has gone through some dark shit. We're having the coffee grains percolated. We're not keeping the grinds. We're percolating something in order to pull out the solutes, something deep. We can use percolation in different manners or even in a literary sense. Conversing over coffee, here we are. Percolating ideas. The idea is percolating right now, just kind of letting it simmer, move through my brain, and my brain juices, and eventually it's gonna settle down. Percolating through a busy traffic jam, percolating through a crowd, or percolating through an untouched dense network of ideas. Percolation theories are complicated. You think about it. About its fractal geometry, its statistical physics and math behind these ideas, while anticipating our morning brew. It's awake and it has taken a form of itself. Let's just say, of any porous structure, let's say I have a 6-foot marshmallow just for a mocha coffee that I'm prepping for us right now. Don't ask me why I have an industrial size. Smudgy goodness, nearly the size of my bed. Okay, just for the sake of this talk, if I were to pour water down on top of this giant piece of marshmallow, how would we predict together or calculate where the water would end up as it is seeping through? Where would its path be? Where would it go? Inside these marshmallows are porous with tiny little air pockets. The water flows. Because of there are these little random holes. Nonetheless, these void holes are what makes a marshmallow a marshmallow. We do not have the perfect nodes. We do not have perfect lengths. But what we do have is this porous substrate that is random. We can theorize by studying different structures to describe this phenomena passing through the marshmallow as it explores its evolving form. She's on top, blending herself and immersing into the cup. The marshmallow has become the mocha coffee. Is coffee a simple molecule? No. She is complex. She is a complex motherfucker. In her chemical makeup, there are more than 1,000 chemical compounds. You'd either get a smooth or sharp hit from just alone smelling a rich pool of her fragrant aromas, trickling your nostril barriers even before ever diving your tongue into her. Your taste buds wait as we stare down at the reflection on the surface of the mug and really get to know coffee, to really understand her. Xanthine alkaloids percolate through her, naturally. Her dangerous side of appearance is not forgiving. As Davis, the author of Chemistry in Every Cup, puts it, okay, the coffee is so, the story is so far more complex than a battle between polyphenols, antioxidants, and free radicals, with a conflicting reputation of both a guilty pleasure and a life-saving elixir. Much of the coffee's bitter taste comes from chlorogenic acids, which are the predominant phenolic compounds in her antioxidant family roots. Abbreviated CGAs are formed by esterification of transcinnamic acids in green coffee plant bean plants. The resulting structures form what is known as her acid house. The integrity of half of the CGA family can degrade down during high temperature roasting, causing a host of reactions. They hydrolyze to form free phenolic acids, or dehydrate to bitter tasting chlorogenic acid lactones. Her tan brown color is darkly pigmented by polymers called melanoidins, born from a rich Maillard reaction while she is in heat, of course. Caffeine occurs in its green unroasted coffee state naturally. Not all of us can handle her stimulating effects. Decaffeinating a coffee is like stripping her bare by soaking her in a solvent or degreaser. Methylene chlorine, or abbreviated MC, ethyl acetate, or activated charcoal, or carbon dioxide, which is also known as the Swiss water process, percolates the water-soluble caffeine while sparingly grazing the sugars and proteins, without washing out her true color. When I say color, I mean her taste. According to the CFIA and USDA, decaffeinated does not mean 100% caffeine-free by law. A decaf coffee only needs to be 97% caffeine-free. Ludwig Roselius, a German merchant, was convinced that caffeine had taken the life of his father, and this drove his motivation in patenting the decaffeination process back in 1906. Ironically, the Roselius process involved drowning caffeine in chloroform or benzene solvent, a known human carcinogen in which we no longer use today, thankfully. Those labeled as naturally decaffeinated have been stripped using ethyl acetate, which already exists in ripening fruits. However, it is produced commercially using ethyl alcohol and acetic acid, white vinegar. Do not underestimate the coffee. Caffeine is a drug, and an addictive one. We feel more empowered, more present, productive, and awake. What does being productive even mean these days? Decaf coffee is coffee minus the addictive stimulant. Better sleep, fewer anxiety for those that fall in the anxious spectrum. For others, those tired folks like myself that need to mitigate workplace accidents and who fall in the depressive spectrum, those like us, caffeine is a lifesaver. She's been on my side for the longest time on hard mornings, and I do not take her for granted. Coffee has a tasteful personality and history, percolating through my mind into the state that I am today. Heck, she even influenced me to write this script. Cheers to you. Here are some quotes from history's most caffeinated legendary enthusiast. Coffee is a language in itself, by Jackie Chan. Or, good communication is just as stimulating as black coffee, and just as hard to sleep after, Anne Morrow Lindbergh. Thank you.